Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shitey. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? I'm Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here once again with us.
Yes.
We are in our respective homes.
Yes, we are. I'm not at Robin's casa. What are we calling it? Casa de Dixon?
Robin's nest.
Robin's nest. Robin's lair.
Do you like? Oh, nest. Because like Robin, like a bird.
Oh, Robin's nest. I like it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Robin's nest. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm not in the nest today. I'm in my abode. I'm in Hotel Giselle.
Yeah.
But we're wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. I'm an elf today. Okay. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the things.
Yes. You're looking very cute.
Thank you.
Santa's sexy hot mama elf.
Yes, and please get your Reasonably Shitey, if you're watching this video, please get your Reasonably Shitey shirt, which Robin does not have on the website. Your sweatshirt.
I mean, there's limited sizes left, but yes, I will restock very soon. You can,
okay,
but in the meantime, you can get a Reasonably Shitey mug. I actually meant to make my coffee, and drink it.
They don't want no mug. It's the wintertime. They want to, you know, put their hoodie on.
Yeah. And they put their hoodie on and they drink their tea and their coffee from their mug.
Okay. Okay. I like that. So today is Christmas. Okay. Do we have a song to? Oh, I do have a song.
You have a song.
Today is Christmas. We want to say Merry for those who are who don't celebrate. We just say Happy Holiday.
Oh my God! Okay.
Yes, you didn't like that.
Oh my God! It was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
And thank you.
Yes. So we are not going to keep you guys long because it's the holidays. We have things to do. You guys aren't sitting around listening to podcasts this week, okay? Let's just be real about it.
They could be because everybody's like home doing nothing, right?
Yeah, but they're like traveling or they're with their
family,
their kids and their family and
whatever.
They're not listening to a podcast this week, okay? We'll be back next week with a full on top of the year episode.
Yes. Right? But I mean, we have been in these streets, Robin. We've been in the streets. We've been seeing our friends. We had so much fun. The other night we were with some of the cast.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We exchanged gifts. Okay. We do have to talk about the gift exchange, the white elephant gift exchange.
Yes.
That, was it your idea?
I think I suggested white elephant. I think at first we were going to do like Secret Santa, maybe.
Yes, Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Which is, what is Secret Santa? Oh, you pick somebody's name.
Uh-huh. And then you give them something specific, which is fun too.
It kind of worked out that way. Well, for me and Ashley, it did.
What do you mean?
Okay, so let's back up. So it was white elephant. So for those of you all who don't know about white elephant, you pick a number. That tells you what order you pick your gift. And if you like somebody's gift that you've already seen that they opened, then you get to take their gift if you like it better than what you think you're going to get.
Right.
Right?
Yes. So somebody, I saw a message on my Instagram saying, typically white elephant is like stupid gifts that you normally wouldn't get for yourself. But clearly that's not what we did.
Okay, but there's always like a gag gift. Like I was going to bring, remember when we were in Mexico and Ashley gave us all vibrators?
Yeah.
I was going to bring that and wrap it up. And that was going to be like the gag gift.
Okay. Got it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess typically white elephant is with gag gifts, but for us, we took it seriously and we put a minimum spend on it.
Right. So I said minimum spend was somewhere between $250 and $500. Robin said, no, it's going to be $250.
No. You said minimum spend was going to be between $100 to $500. I was like, that is...
It's a big range.
Yes. I'm like, that's a big range. How about we just meet in the middle and do $250?
Right.
So, that was good. Yeah. So you're supposed to spend $250. I ended up spending over $250. But so what I got, it was like a little, you know, you spend X amount, get $50 off. So it really probably the value of it was like high threes. And then I got the $50 off, and then I still spent it in total like $300 or something.
Right.
So,
mine was around three-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Robin wanted to write numbers down, and then we all pick from a bowl, and we figure out what number that we got so that we could pick from that number. So, like, for instance, if I pick number three, then I would pick third, and I would only be able to look at two gifts to choose from. To possibly steal.
That's how it works.
Okay. But I didn't want to do the order that way. I wanted to do the order of tenure to the Real Housewives of Potomac. So that would mean, NECA, you get number one, sis. Mia, you get number two. Ashley, because you came second episode, season one, you get number three.
Mm-hmm.
And me, you, and Sharice will figure it out. Okay. So I said that at the table, and Robin was like, no, we're not doing that, Giselle. We're not doing that. Because that's mean. No.
No.
Well, she didn't say that.
I didn't say it was mean, but I said no. I said we're picking numbers.
But you looked at the table like you're being mean right now, so stop it. You gave me that look like, stop it.
Like, look, we're not pledging these girls, okay? We're not.
Listen, NECA's got to pay for all meals until somebody else new comes to the show.
Okay.
I know. She kind of has done that. She's paid for a lot of meals.
She has paid like twice when we've gone out. Didn't she pick up the tab twice? It was the club at the, when we went to the club, right?
Yeah.
And where else were we and she picked up the tab?
And then we went out after that and she paid. She paid. So NECA has done her newbie duties. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. Did we make Mia pay?
Mia paid tonight. Last night. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. So anyway, we picked our numbers. Lo and behold, NECA picked number one. So that worked out.
Right.
And then it worked even further because I picked number six.
There you go.
I was like, suck it, bitches.
Yes, you were. There you go. But you know what's so crazy? Nobody stole anyone's gift, which is so funny to me.
Because they were all like really good gifts. But Ashley got my gift. She picked my gift, what I brought. And it was like something that she really wanted. And then I ended up getting Ashley's gift basket, which was like a whole, all this stuff from Sephora. It was so good. It's like stuff that I would want and I need.
Yeah.
So it all worked out. Charisse thought her gift was going to be taken by me because she got a Louis Vuitton like scarf that you could like wear in your hair or around your neck or wherever. And it was pink. So I kind of wanted that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It was cute. I know. Like when I play these games, I do feel bad taking somebody's gift.
I know.
Especially when they really like it. I'm like, but I liked my gift. My gift was a clutch. It was a Cult Gaia clutch. It was like, very cute.
Something
that I actually wanted for myself. I should have gotten one for myself. But so NECA picked my gift first.
Right. Yeah.
NECA picked my gift first and she loved it. And she's actually traveling to Nigeria today. And she said she packed her clutch. So
yes, I love that.
Yes. And then I received a perfume set, a Tom Ford perfume set. And that was Mia's gift.
Yeah.
So
speaking of Mia. So, okay. First of all, we went to Balos. Is that what was Balos something?
Balos, B-A-L-O-S. Balos. I don't know how to
anyway,
pronounce it.
It's in DC. It's
a new restaurant. Something.
Yeah, it's a new restaurant. It's Greek.
Mediterranean. Mm-hmm.
They haven't been open that long. They hosted us. We didn't know. They ended up like comping our whole bill, which we didn't know was coming.
So
and
nice.
And Mia, like left a big tip for the waiter on her own. Thank you, Mia. We were all going to contribute to the tip, but she was like, I got this.
Yes. I said, okay, I'll let you. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, I said, go right ahead. She's actually, because we never really like hit her up being the newbie before NECA came to pay the bills.
Nope. And she never got, you know, we season five, we initiated Wendy when we were on our trip in Portugal, right?
Yeah.
Like we did our, we pranked her. And I don't think we ever pranked Mia.
We never pranked Mia. And Mia, we didn't never made her pay bills. But this retro, we can always retro make Mia pay off.
I know.
Which is really actually savage on our part because, like, I mean, it's kind of clear if you have been around longer, you get paid more.
right.
So to make the newbies pay the bill is like kind of mean.
But that's how they would do like in the NBA. So like, you know, the veterans, the older guys, they're making like $10-20 million a year. And then you have the rookies making $1 million and they're making them pay like that.
Yes.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
You gotta earn your stripes and your respect.
Yes. Yeah. You gotta earn your stripes and you have to feed us.
Exactly. Yes. But it was a great time.
We had a great time. And like, if you're in the DC area, definitely check out Balos cause it's worth it. The food is great. Everything's good. The vibe is great. All the things. Okay,
yes.
So there's great restaurants and there's effed up restaurants. Can I tell you about my effed up restaurant?
Please do. Yes.
Okay, because I went there.
You mentioned it to me the other day, so I'm waiting to hear what happened.
Okay. So at first I wasn't gonna tell the restaurant's name, but I'm going to tell it. It's called Lamani. L-I-M-A-N-I.
Say it again.
L-I-M-A-N-I.
Okay. What cuisine is that?
Don't know.
Okay. How'd you end up there? Like, is this a new restaurant?
Okay, so it was like a TikTok or something on Instagram that showed like somebody had gone there and they were like, ooh, I'm at Lamani. And oh my gosh, it's so fabulous and it's beautiful. And here's the food. And they were eating lobster pasta and branzino in the salt. And they took it off the salt and some, you know, fabulous dessert. So Cal sent it to me. Cal was like, we got to go. So I was like, let's get it. So we're there, Southwest, downtown, you know, by the water.
Uh-huh. At the wharf?
Yes. It's on the water. You know how somewhere like across from the water? This one's like actually on the water. And let's be clear, it's beautiful. So they spent some money on this place. Absolutely beautiful. We walk in. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty in here. So we sit down and the place is huge, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting for like a long time. Our reservation was at 8. We sit down. Mm-hmm. No one has poured water. No one has brought me a piece of bread. And like 20, 30 minutes have gone by.
Oh no.
Finally, I was like, waved to this guy and I was like, excuse me. Us, you gonna take care of us? It's like, you know what he said? He said, I saw y'all sitting here.
What?
He said, I saw y'all sitting here.
What? What are you?
He said, you know, I was gonna get to y'all. What?
Huh?
Okay. So that was number one. And he may or may not have been high as a kite. May or may not. Okay, let's just start there.
Oh God.
So then he says there's two people that do serve each table. So it was like him and then he had a girl that was like co-captain or something. Anyway.
Okay.
So we said quite nicely, well, we know what we wanted. We're actually a little hungry. So, you know, this is what we want. So we placed our order and then he went away.
Okay.
So then I get some bread. Okay.
Nice.
Great.
Okay.
Got a little water. Finally got our drinks. And a whole lot of time goes by, maybe another 30, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he brings us some octopus that we didn't order.
What?
So I said, sir, I didn't order this. And he said, it's on me.
Okay.
We proceeded to partake. It was very tasty.
Okay.
And then more time goes by and then we get our shrimp, which we did order.
Okay.
Also ordered some fila or something like feta wrapped up in dough with honey on top.
Okay.
I've never seen that. I've never tasted it. Never got it. Okay?
Never got it.
Okay. So then another hour to 2 hours go by. It is.
Okay, stop.
I promise you, it's 10:30.
Not an hour to 2 hours.
Wait. It's 10:30.
Okay, wait. And all you've gotten was some octopus and shrimp?
Yes. And some bread.
Okay.
And my drink. Okay. So in the meantime of these 2 hours, you know me. So I'm like looking at the managers, like, excuse me, like where's our food? Like, what's happening here?
Right.
And so all these managers are coming by like, oh, we got you. We're about to make it happen. Oh, we got you.
What?
No food. A girl comes over and she brings me a drink. She's like, oh, we're so sorry for the wait. Here's a drink. A random drink. Not my drink. It was like a vodka teeny. I'm drinking tequila. So I'm like, okay, now y'all trying to give me a headache. So there's that.
Okay. The kitchen staff quit. What happened?
So wait, I'm looking around. Nobody else is getting their food either. Okay. So it's 10:30. They bring out, they're like, okay, Giselle. Now, mind you, they know it's me.
Okay.
I'm actually getting good service in comparison to everyone else.
Okay.
So they come over like 10:30. They bring out fish and potatoes and a veggie tray. Slam it down on the table. The fish that they brought was not the fish I ordered. Not the fish I ordered. But we so damn hungry. We like, fine. So
we'll take it.
Potatoes and vegetables, I didn't order. So I say, hey, we didn't order these. They're like, oh no, you know, because you've been waiting so long, we got you. You've been waiting.
What?
So we like, okay, cool.
But where's the food we ordered?
I still don't have it. So we ate this food that they brought to the table. We ordered dessert. And then I was like, Cal, it's like 11 o'clock. I'm like exhausted. Okay.
Right.
And Cal, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So I was like, where's the bill? Bill comes. Everything's on the bill. The octopus, the potatoes, vegetables. the fila stuff that never came to the table. Everything's on the bill.
What?
Whoa. sir, I know you're high as a kite right now, but you, this is wrong. Okay. Now he said, oh, my bad. Goes back to the register, comes back with a new bill. He took four things off.
Okay.
We pay the bill, we get out. And I said, never again.
Oh my gosh.
They won't see the front of me. They won't see the back of me. They won't see none of me. Okay.
Wow. Okay. So the problem is like, okay, the food, how did the food taste?
It was okay. Nothing to write home about. It was okay.
Okay. Not worth all that time you spent.
No.
So there is it. What do you think? The kitchen staff quit in the middle of the night or something?
No, I think that.
Or the man didn't put your stuff in?
I think they're excited because it's a new restaurant and it was packed. There was a lot of people in there.
Okay.
And they just don't know how to handle that. I don't know. You know what? I can't even figure it out. And I don't even care. They will never see me again. And I'm telling everybody right now, right here, don't go there. Okay. L-I-M-A-N-I. Not with you, darling.
Okay. Maybe go for lunch on a Tuesday.
No. Why don't you do that to the people? Like, it's not right. Because this is the thing, Robin. We say when things are great.
Yeah. You know what probably happened, though? What the TikToker, whoever said, oh, this place is so great, it probably caused a lot of people to start coming in, and they weren't ready for that.
Right. Well, okay, but you got to get ready. You got to get ready.
Okay, were they, like, saying to you, like, did they give you any explanation for anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry. So, you know, we're on it right now. Okay. My entire bill should have been comped. That's number one.
Right.
Because I didn't get anything I ordered except shrimp. Number two, like, make it make sense. Like, make it right. Just make it right.
Yeah. I think they probably couldn't handle the influx of business. They probably were okay. Like, they were probably steady. And then all of a sudden, they're slammed and they can't handle it. They don't have the staff to handle it. They don't have the right staff to handle that amount of, you know, business. So,
yes.
I don't know. I say give them some months, let them cool off, and then go back.
Okay. Well,
not you, but someone else.
Everyone in there that night is not coming back.
Okay.
Including me. So, there's that.
Okay, well, yeah, you had a bad restaurant experience and a good restaurant experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so we're so right. So if you're going to go out, go to Ballo's and not Lamani.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want, because they served about the same type of cuisine.
That's what it sounded like.
Yes. Yeah. So
that restaurant business is hard. It really is. It's really but hard.
It's customer service.
Yeah,
like the guys that were working, waiting on us last night, they were fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, you have to have great people working in the restaurant business. It's all about your staff.
Yes, but don't come to my table and say, "Yeah, I saw you sitting here." What? I saw you sitting like you've seen me for 20 minutes and you haven't come to the table, and I'm not even high maintenance. Just like what?
Yeah, and this is like never, this is a fine dining establishment, right? It's like a nice, this is a silver diner, y'all.
It's not Outback or Applebee's, okay? And if after you serve me the food and you see that I'm eating, you got to come back and be like, hey, you know, is everything okay? Do you need any salt? Do you need something? Is everything tasty?
Right.
No, I didn't get none of that.
Wow.
Anyway, I digress. I was very pissed off. Okay, this is the last thing we're going to talk about. And then we're going to let y'all go. Enjoy your Christmas. Now, I've done some research because it happened to you. Now it happened to me.
Okay.
You hit a deer.
Oh.
I hit a deer. Okay. My car is still in the shop. Giselle was minding her business 7:30 the other morning. I was actually going to the train station. I was going to New York to mind my business. And right around the corner from my house, I'm driving like 40 miles an hour. That's not even that fast.
Mm-mm.
And for whatever reason, this deer comes out the woods top speed, like boom.
Oh my God.
So it broke like my grill.
That is the worst. The worst.
Couple things. One, Montgomery County, y'all have a problem. It's called deer. Okay. Figure it out. Number two. I've done some research and I'm like, when is mating season? Cause I'm thinking like maybe this deer that came bolting out of the woods was like trying to
get laid.
Yeah. They're trying to have sex. So I'm like, okay. But no, mating season is from September to November. This is December.
Oh, maybe they missed the boat on mating season. And they were like, wait.
They're trying to get it.
Wait for me.
I mean, it was top speed. I'm like, oh my God. And my truck is like an armored vehicle.
It, yes.
Like, the deer like flew.
Yeah.
After it, I hit it and it like trashed the entire front of my car. It like flew. Oh, I felt so bad. I was like shaking for hours. It was a mess. It was a total mess.
Horrible. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you. That sucks. And it's nothing you can do to avoid it. But well, remember what I said.
What?
What'd I say? Just hit that bitch. Just keep going.
Yes. Go. Oh, don't I had no to... choice. I hit the bitch. The bitch was
Don't try to swerve. Just hit the bitch.
The bitch was some it. Okay. And I want to do like a public service announcement. Like, I know I've talked about animals and my relationship with them, and it's not working out well for me. So 2024, I love all animals. I love I love birds. I love squirrels. I love deer.
Yeah, the animal whisperer is coming for you.
Yes, the animal shrine and whisperer. So I want all of y'all. I do not want that coming for me. Do not come for me in any capacity, okay? I love all of y'all.
Wait, are you saying that the animal whisperer put your name on the animal shrine?
Yes. Yeah. So for 2024, get my ass off the shrine, okay? I can't be... Okay, listen. I just want peace and harmony. I want all animals to live their life in the best possible way. So, I love all animals. Period. Get me off the shrine.
We got it.
Well, that's all we've got for Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay, right. Robin.
Cut.
Robin, wait. No, I'm going to start the song and I want you to finish.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Live your life reasonable or sugar.
Or both.
Bye.
Bye.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.